We're up to Drashot Ran, page Kuf Mem Tes in the Shalem edition, Shin Mem Vav in the Mosad of Kuk edition. Mizel Mashamah Ketu, and that which the verse says, Kerofili Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim v'raot Shomeron. Hashem says, as I heal Israel, the sins of Ephraim and the evil deeds of Shomron will be revealed. V'arez edvar shel teima. You read the verse. It's wondrous what's really going on here. We would think that when Hashem forgives our sin, so then the exact opposite happens. We're being forgiven, so why does the verse say that's when all their sins will be revealed? As the verse says, what we'd expect is what this verse says. At that time, says Hashem, anyone that'll seek Israel's sin, it won't be found. And the sins of Judea will not be discovered, because they'll be forgiven. So you won't find their sins. So why over here, when it says, I will cure Israel, does it say their sins, their iniquities will be revealed? So then why over here does the Navi describe in Hosea that when God comes to cure the people of Israel, so then their transgressions will be revealed? So the interpretation of the verse is as follows. Shanavim Shiltainyan Birofechat Shebal Rapot Maka Anusha Karamala Orubasar Milmala. Sometimes a doctor comes to cure a wound that is deathly, and that wound a person can have pus, and skin and flesh have grown over the pus, and under that skin and flesh there's a terrible blemish. And unless the person allows the doctor to open the wound, to cut open and let the pus come out, there's no way to cure that wound. That's what Hashem said. That when Hashem comes to cure the people of Israel, what's going to have to happen is the sins will have to be revealed. Hashem says there's no way to cure them without first revealing what's wrong. Just as a skilled doctor, when he opens a wound and, so to speak, opens its lips, opens the mouth of the wound, so then it can start healing. And after it heals, you look and you won't find a wound. Just so too, after Israel does a complete tshuva, and they are cured, then anyone who seeks their sin won't find it. But as they're being cured, the transgressions have to be revealed. There's no other way to do it. That's why the verse says, till they will, what does it mean? Yeshamu, says the Ran. Klomar sheyachziku atzman be'ashemim. Till they take responsibility and say, hey, we did wrong. V'igalu l'fanai avonam. And they speak to me, says Hashem, and say, here's what we've done wrong. V'az yevakshu panai. Then they can seek me out. V'yomru ken. Then they should declare. Lechu v'nashuv el Hashem k'utaraf yirpenu yach v'yach b'sheinu. They will say, let's go seek out Hashem, because He is the one who wounded us. He is the one who can cure us. Meaning, when they turned to the Assyrian Empire, as the Navi describes in the earlier verses, what could the Assyrian Empire offer them? Nothing but destruction. But if they turn to me, so then just as I can punish them, I brought the Assyrian Empire upon them, I can also cure them. The verse describes the Assyrian Empire is only the staff of Hashem's anger. But Hashem says, when they turn to me, if they are ye'eshamu, if they recognize what they've done wrong and they're willing to make amends, then I can also be the source of the cure. The Assyrian Empire can only be the source of the disease. And the following verse, that after it says, let's return to Hashem because He can cure us. So the following verse says, Yichayenu miyomayim biyom shlishi kimenu v'nichye lefanav. He will give us life miyomayim. When we do a complete tshuva, ופירוש יחיינו מיומיים לומר, what it means is, כשישובו בתשובה שלמה, when they do complete תשובה וישימו אבונם נגד פניהם, and they actually look at what they did wrong. It's a very hard thing to do. יחשבו כל ימי צרותם, וימרחו מאוד ליומיים, מפני שכל ייסוריהם כאין וכאפס, כשארוך אותם אל אבונותיהם. It will look like all their suffering was like 2 days, when they compare it to the weight of what they've done wrong. That's where the Ran got into this whole topic, where he said, why does Moshe ask Hashem for a freebie? He says, forgive me, for free, let me into the land of Israel. And the Ran said that the bigger a person is, the more weight they give to what they've done wrong. The nature of little people is that they give great value to what they've done right, and they give little value to what they've done wrong. The nature of great people is that they don't overestimate what they've done right, and they understand the gravity of what they've done wrong. And so the Navi said, that's in fact the interpretation of the verse in Hosea, where it says, if the people will only recognize the gravity of what they've done wrong, then I can cure them. And then they'll look back at their time of affliction in the exile, and it's going to look like 2 days. It's going to look like a short period of time compared to the weight of what they've done wrong. Oh, v'chen v'din, and that's actually what's fair. Ulefichach amar shu yichayenu mimei hatzar v'agalut shehem nechshavim etzleinu be'erech avonoteinu liyomayim. And that's what Hashem promises, that throughout all this exile, He'll keep us around. And all this exile really will be able to look back at it and say, it's not so big if it's like 2 days compared to the gravity of what we've done wrong. Kmo she'amar ha-katuv, as the verse says, Ki ata Elokim chashachta lemata me'avoneinu ve'natata lanu pleita kazot. Ratza lomar ki le'olam Hashem yitbach eino nifra min ha'adam lefi avonotav. The verse indicates that Hashem never really punishes a person in accordance with what they've done wrong. But in fact, every punishment is much less than what a person really deserves. Kmo she'amar ha-katuv, as the verse says, v'yadatayim levavecha, Hashem tells the Jewish people, you should really recognize ki kasher yasarish et bnei Hashem lokecha miyasrecha, that as much as it's uncomfortable to be punished, the punishment is like a father who is guiding his son. And he says, I've already expanded on this verse. I'm not going to expand on it now. One of the comparisons between a father punishing his child and Hashem punishing us, just as when a father punishes his child, it's never as bad as the kid deserves. Even if the kid deserves to be killed, he never kills him. And even though the father's punishment is always less than the child deserves, normal father, nonetheless, the father always feels he's punished him more. I can tell you so many times that my wife and I spent the whole day feeling bad over punishing a child, even though the child, as upset as he was, 10 minutes later was up and at him all over again. He's back to himself. I'm not back to myself. That's how it works as a parent. You carry it with you much longer. That's how Hashem treats us as well. So that's the recognition we're supposed to reach. First of all, we have to understand what we've done wrong and the gravity of what we've done wrong. And if we'd only understand that, then what we suffer wouldn't really amount to much. We'd know how to evaluate it. And that's what it says in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayetchanan, as we learn about how Moshe begs to enter the land of Israel. So in the Haftarah we read, Daberu alev Yerushalayim vekiru eleah. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem, call out to it. Ki malea tzeva'a, ki nirtza avona, ki lakecha miyad Hashem kiflaim b'chol chatotea. The verse seems to say, Jerusalem has paid double for its sins. V'rei zeh davar shel teima. You look at that verse, it's wondrous. V'chei Hashem yitbach nifra min adam yoter mechato. Does Hashem really punish more than a person has sinned, more than a person has transgressed? Throughout the text, we see that Hashem is so compassionate and willing to forgive We saw the verse earlier where it describes that Hashem's punishment is much less than man's transgression. So how did Jerusalem get a double punishment? This is a verse that's speaking in our language, from our perspective. Before we have clarity, that's the way we look at it. We say, boy, as Jerusalem, it's gotten hit over twice. So it's a reflection of God's kindness as well. That just like a father says about his child, I hit him too much. And even though, in fact, he never gives him as much as the kid deserves. And that's what the verse says. Your right hand supports me, and your humility, tarbeni, gives me growth. The verse says, man is very distant from attaining wholeness. אבל ענוות השם יתברכי שמרבה אותו משלימתו. ענוותך תרבני, your humility makes me grow. That's a reference to this idea that Hashem out of his humility is what allows a person growth and wholeness, because man is not whole. As much as he works, he's missing. He's imperfect. He's a mere mortal. Hashem in his humility has what we might call understanding, and helps a person grow and complete himself, even though he is far from being perfect. That's anvatchat tarbeni. Yes?
The tendency is to want to go, sure, we underestimate our misuse of free will and the consequences of our behaviors and this and that. Certainly, myself, in most cases, that's true. But then at a national level, we probably strict justice would have been wiped out, and the fact that Hashem has given us mercy was still allowed, and for whatever reason. But on an individual level, it seems to fall apart, because you know, we see the Yom Kippur about the 10 martyrs and the people, and then we just got through about the curses, the mothers, the babies. There are certain people who seem to be punished in a much harsher way than their individual acts, at least in one lifetime, would warrant it. You know, it doesn't really hold up to scrutiny from my eyes on an individual level all the time.
Agreed. This isn't on an individual level. I don't think this can be applied. I agree. Right. That's the question of tzaddik v'ralo. Righteous people seem to suffer much more than they deserve. Right. So one of the answers that Job's friends try to tell him is this idea, hey, you have no idea how bad you've been. And we see that Hashem doesn't accept Job's friends' answers. So that doesn't seem to be the answer on the individual level. True? Yeah?
I you when I came to the world. It's great, you know, it's a beautiful like that, Judaism. Nobody ever, Hashem never says what people don't say, don't worry, you'll be rewarded in the next world. You know, we have that implication implied, but and so Rabbi Sacks said, it's just so, to me, it was so beautiful that